Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are seven pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all seven areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all seven areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all seven areas of life? You got this.
Welcome, Tom Palladino, to the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I was saying before we hit record, I've never spoken to anyone that is a scientist meets woo-woo. So you're actually going to back up all the things we've been saying on the show with science. So let me tell my listeners a little bit about your background. Tom is a scalar energy researcher based in Florida. Scalar energy is the fundamental life force, the prana, the chi, that originates from the sun and the stars. He theorized that all the energy in the universe initiates as scalar energy. He calls scalar energy the divine essence that produces order in the universe. So this is really, we're going to go deep here and talk about, how can you actually prove that scalar energy controls all the spiritual, emotional, and physical action in the universe?
Thank you for the invitation, Rebecca. It's great to be here.
Welcome. So excited to go into this expert meeting with you, Tom.
It's a pleasure. And you're right. Scalar energy is chi or prana or zero point energy. What's my point? There's two energies. The world looks at electricity, magnetism, electromagnetic spectrum. That's real. That's valid. But there's another energy. And sadly, most of the world has missed that other energy, except those who have that philosophical leaning. It is chi. It is prana. There's another energy. Life force energy. Some people call it the matrix. Others call it the breath of the Holy Spirit. There's another energy. So I've devoted my career to that other energy, scalar energy. And it's fantastic what this technology can do. So during this discussion, we are going to point out that, yes, there is a science behind this scalar energy or zero point energy. And it ties in. It really serves to coalesce so many of our thoughts. And let there not be any more division. What people have seen by way of their philosophical or their religious beliefs is real. Scalar energy is prayer. Scalar energy is intuition. Scalar energy is that afflatus from God. And it's very much an energy. It's non-physical. It's not a stream of electrons such as electricity, but it's very real, and we will explore just how real it is.
Is it measurable?
I can measure it because I have a scalar energy instrument. You can only measure scalar energy with a scalar energy instrument. If you have an electromagnetic instrument, you'll need some type of electromagnetic measurement for that. So again, these are two different energies. They're two different concepts. They behave differently. And with that, we'll get into the science of scalar energy.
Is scalar energy the same thing as your vibration?
In many ways, it depends on how you would define a vibration. But a lot of people say that they're in the groove. I think a lot of people who are in the groove are working hand in hand with their scalar energy force field. When some people feel disconnected, that disconnection could be a lack of chakra balancing, a brain wave that needs to be reprogrammed. You know, taken to an extreme, that dysfunction will lead to depression or schizophrenia or mental illness. So if we all go back to the root cause, which is the life force energy, there would be no depression. There would be no schizophrenia.
So depression to me is someone taking a perception of the world that's extremely negative.
Yes.
And having that narrative go on and on and on a loop in their head.
Right.
So how would you take scalar energy to flip somebody's narrative?
These instruments that I work with, they're imparting intelligence or information. And that information balances the seven chakras. Some of my clients have had before and after chakra tests. And the after effect, the result of a scalar energy chakra balancing does indeed serve to improve, enhance their seven chakras. So what am I getting at? I'm working with non-physical energy, scalar light, that serves to improve our non-physical chakras. So the seven chakras are composed of scalar energy. And the best way you can reprogram your chakras is with a scalar energy instrument.
But you do a lot of your coaching remotely on Zoom. So if you're just watching this, yes, Stick around to the end, because he's got a really generous gift where he's going to offer you 15 sessions, right, of free coaching, which is worth thousands of dollars. So definitely stick to the end so you get that gift. How can you do that remotely? How can you boost somebody's scalar energy if they don't have access to your instruments?
Let me make this clear. People email me photographs. This is my photograph. Right. And a photograph is embodied with a signature, with scalar energy information. So my photograph is a scalar energy source, mm-hmm, of information. I actually place the photograph inside the instrument. So the instrument picks up the energy signature on a photograph. You never visit me. The instruments do not work with people or animals. They work with photographs. Okay. So a photograph has your signature, and I can access your quantum field, your scalar energy signal, by way of your photograph. Now, this is a new science. It's a new technique. My instruments are unique. I don't know of anybody in the world that's working with a scalar energy instrument and can work with an emailed photograph. So this is groundbreaking science. Now, with that said, once I can access your informational code or your force field on a photograph, I can balance your chakras, or I can break down the pathogens that I detect on your photograph. And all of this is done by way of your photograph, which is a new science. Once again, we're not working with Newtonian physics. We're not working with people or animals in the flesh. We don't work with biological life forms. We work with quantum life forms.
That's incredible. So I know a trendy word right now is how to take a quantum leap. So what does that mean to you? What is a quantum leap?
It's a leap in faith. It's a leap in faith for many people. Okay. Now, although I've devoted my life to this science, nonetheless, you don't have to be a scientist or a researcher. Just have faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in yourself. And as we've discussed previously, some people are just too depressed or they're too negative.
Right.
Get past that. Don't pay attention to that negativity. So the quantum leap is the quantum leap of belief in God, a belief in yourself. And that's a very positive outcome all of the time.
Yeah, just it's if even if you don't have access to his instruments, have faith. You can work on your narrative. You can work on being more positive. You can work on changing your perspective of things. And that is a quantum leap. It's a shift in perspective. I love that A Course in Miracle says a miracle is a shift in perspective. And you can do it through scalar energy or just old fashioned meditation and prayer. You can do it through exercise, right? Doesn't that change your scalar energy and the light and the neurons and all the stuff happening in your body?
Yeah, this is so simple. So I have a scalar energy instrument, but I always tell the listening audience, you have instruments that are far in excess of my instrument, which is your mind and your heart. I might have a scientific instrument, but you have a mind and a heart that far exceed my capability. And if people would use their mind and their heart in the right way, it would be utopia. This would be paradise on earth.
So when people are unhappy and they have a negative narrative, which is lowering their vibration, it's lowering their scalar energy, they're in their mind and not their heart. Is that correct?
I really think the mind and the heart are connected. But let me just say it this way. When we let in negativity or when we concentrate on negativity, we are what we think. Okay, our actions, our thoughts are all intertwined. So I always encourage people to think well, to speak well, to pray. Sure, there's negativity in the world. Sure, there's problems. Avoid those. If there's a problem person, you just might have to avoid that problem person. So focus on the good. Focus on the good and your life will be so much better. Every day I have goals in mind. I have research goals. I have goals to speak to people. They're positive goals. They're goals. They're something that I want to achieve. And my day goes swimmingly. My day is a breeze because I concentrate what's meaningful. I don't waste my time. I don't have time for nonsense.
So how do you keep yourself high vibe when you don't hit your goals for the day, when you don't do everything that you set out to do?
You're right. And many days I fall short of those goals, but tomorrow I'll meet those goals, or maybe next week I'll meet those goals. So I don't beat myself up. As long as I make an honest try, I'm happy.
That's beautiful.
I'm happy.
Let's go into the science. Why is light healing the future of healing work, the future of health?
Scalar energy, in my estimation, is divine energy. It's directly from God. And if that's true and accurate, then I have captured the mind of God, so to speak. I've captured an informational field that is perfect, which is scalar energy. And if I really have tapped into that perfect essence, a scalar energy force field, when I direct that energy, I can do anything. And so it's I have the mind of God. I firmly believe I have what is considered to be the equivalent of the Ark of the Covenant. A scalar energy instrument is the Ark of the Covenant, as far as I'm concerned. It's the presence of God. And if that's the case, then all types of healing can take place spiritually, emotionally, physically, etc.
So what is a dramatic story of a healing that you did using scalar energy?
And I'm going to attribute all the healing to God because it's not my energy. I've been working with an HIV clinic in Delhi, India, over the past 2 or 3 years. And people will send me, email me photographs. And I've never been to India. And by way of their photograph, we're able to break down, deconstruct, disassemble the HIV virus found on their photograph. Remember, we're working in the quantum field.
Right.
Everything I do is by way of a photograph. So we can eradicate, break apart the HIV virus identified on the quantum field. Well, subsequently, many of these people have had HIV test after the scalar energy session, and there's no presence of the HIV virus in their body. Now, bear in mind, I've never been to India. I've never worked with any of those people. I've only worked with their quantum field. But I can say through the quantum measurement, through the quantum field, they no longer have HIV. They no longer have HIV. Now, for me to make that statement in the electromagnetic field, I'd have to be at a clinic and we'd have to run a clinical trial. Well, I'm not in India, nor do I have access to a clinical trial. So my point is, this is a new science in which we can eradicate the HIV virus in the quantum field. And we're having great success with people around the world to be able to eradicate HIV.
So you're eradicating it in the quantum world through your scalar healing,
yes.
But you don't know if they get an AIDS test, if they're going to come up negative or not.
Right. That's up to them. I can't speak for the medical community, and I right. cannot, because all of that is conducted in the electromagnetic realm. My realm is the scalar realm, whereas the Newtonian physics and all testing today is conducted in the electromagnetic realm. But I will say without equivocation, I can easily eradicate, break apart the HIV virus in the quantum realm, in the scalar energy force field realm.
Have you heard of the, I'm sure you have, the Ho'oponopono prayer?
Yes, yes, yes.
And the healings that have happened remotely when people just picture the person or look at their medical records, not even a photograph, and they're healed. So is that using scalar energy, the Ho'oponopono prayer?
Yes, it is. That type of distance healing. Many people have healing hands. Healing hands are scalar energy hands. Some people can heal through prayer or an encouragement. You know, many times when we encourage people, that's a prayer, or that's some type of a psychological uplift that they need. So we see that this information field, scalar energy or healing hands or chi or prana, is very real. It's not electricity, but it can do indeed profound things. The outcome is profound.
Yeah, it is very profound. So how can scalar energy put an end to the energy crisis?
Scalar energy is from the sun and the stars. So if we look at all of our stars, they are powered by scalar light, scalar energy. So all we have to do is imitate nature. So we simply need to reconstruct a miniature star. Okay, if God has given us an infinite number of stars, all we need to do is imitate God and create a star. And that star could power the world.
But how do we recreate a star?
It's simple. You just need some geometry, and you need a scalar energy force field giving off broadcasting scalar light. I'm going to do that someday. God has promised me that I will be able to create a miniature star, and we will be able to power the world.
Is that your life dream, is to create a star?
One of them, yes. I would say right now I have duplicated that star. I have scalar energy instruments, and I'm able to send energy around the world to people, to animals. But it's not sufficient to power a building or a factory. So in some degree, and not to the extent that I would like, I have a star that sends out energy, broadcasts energy to people and animals around the world.
And are you the only person that has such an instrument, or are there other colleagues like you?
To my understanding, I have this unique instrument. I think I'm the only one in the world that can do this, because I'm the only one in the world that has a scalar energy instrument that can work by way of a photograph and produce results by way of a photograph. Now, I do think there's at least one other scientist in Germany that has a scalar energy instrument, but he has a different application.
Do you communicate with this person?
I've tried to. His name is Constantine Mel. I've never received a reply.
So Constantine Mel, if you're listening to this podcast or watching this live, reach out to Tom. He wants to collaborate with you and create a scalar energy revolution.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's a new science. Imagine 200 years ago, if somebody would mention to you a satellite or a car or a cell phone. You know, we didn't have satellites 200 years ago. So, if you will, I have the first satellite, the first scalar energy instrument, or one of the first satellites.
And if someone said there's going to be spaceships in the sky broadcasting down a signal where you're going to be able to watch your favorite TV shows and movies,
right.
People are going to be like, you're crazy. And I'm sure people say, you know what, Tom, you're crazy. So how do you deal with the haters that say that what you have isn't real?
You know, Rebecca, there's very few haters, and I'll tell you why. The world is looking for promise. The world is looking for hope. And, you know, I have a very few detractors, and I don't pay attention to them. You know, why? What I know is reality. What I work with every day in my laboratory is reality. It's fact.
It's and science.
If they discount that scientific fact, well, to their detriment.
Yep, exactly. I love it. So what is the single source where all light in the universe initiates?
I believe God is the center point. I believe God creates scalar energy. And I believe he uses the stars as the points of origin or the storehouses. Now, you have to look at the universe. Look at the universe from a macro viewpoint. And if you look at the infinite number of stars, you have to say to yourself, where does all the energy as well as information come from? The stars. So energy, light, energy, information, those are all tautologies. So my point is, we look at the universe from that macro viewpoint, and the stars are the centers of intelligence. The stars are the center of energy. So why not recreate the universe on Earth, in which a star, scalar energy, will be responsible for intelligence and energy and heat and all types of information. Eventually, we're going to use this scalar energy as a source to intellectualize ourselves. We're going to download scalar energy into our brain, into our mind, and we will finally recognize our super genius intelligence.
One of my favorite spiritual quotes is, "We are the stars looking back at ourselves."
And
you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not a scientist, but we have the same material in our bodies that the stars have, right?
Exactly. We have to, because the stars are the creative essence. The stars broadcast the creative strength of the universe. And I'm going to make this even more apparent. If you look at a scalar wave, it's a double helix. Imagine a spiral that's a double helix. Well, that's the same configuration as human DNA. So a scalar wave, a double helix, creates our life molecule, our genomic material, our DNA. So the star energy creates our DNA. So we are composed of star information. So scalar energy is the cause and maintenance of our DNA. Scalar energy, scalar light, creates our DNA. We are from the stars, which were produced by God.
So do you believe in astrology or star seeds?
Astrology is a must, but it's the interpretation of astrology that I have difficulty with. In other words, if all of the stars in the universe are giving off information, of course they can tell the future. And because the future is embodied in that information. But to try and interpret billions upon billions of stars, that's beyond us. You can't even, no supercomputer has that capability. But I will say that star energy, scalar light energy, carrying information from the past to the present to the future, that there is a science of astrology, but I haven't met the person who can interpret all of the stars. Only God can do that.
So have you heard of the star seed teachings that, you know, people are from like the fifth dimension and they incarnate as stars? Have you heard of that teaching, star seeds?
No, but let me say this. If we all enjoy scalar energy, which is the light of God, then we all are made in the image of God.
Yes.
And I mean that. We all have that divine imprint. Everybody is made in the image of God. That doesn't mean we're God. That means God imparts his image, his divine stroke upon us. So if you consider that, and I do, I come from a Christian background, that makes me very happy that we're made in the image of God.
Absolutely.
That's the greatest image that I would want to be patterned from.
So who's creating us, stars or God? Or God is creating the stars, who's creating us?
Very good. God simply uses the stars to house his energy, his light. So a star really is the embodiment of God. And that leads me to this question for the audience. Why do you think stars never burn out? Ooh. Everything else in this world has a life cycle, and it eventually dies. You know, people die, plants die. Stars never die. They go through cycles, there's variations, but stars don't die.
I thought there were dying stars that like kind of...
We've never recognized them as dying completely. There's a cycle, but it always has energy. It always has light. Why? Because it's scalar light. Scalar light never dies. Yeah. Now, once a person is dead, they're dead. There's no life to it. I've never seen a star go through a full cycle in which there's no activity. You could call it a black hole. You could call it regeneration. You could call it the star is transforming, but it's still energy and it's perpetual energy. That perpetual energy never dies. It never fades. So we really have to take a really closer look at the universe and say, why is it that even through a life cycle, a star is always emitting energy? It never dies. If it was electromagnetic energy, it would die. If the universe was sourced by electromagnetic energy, we would have a dying universe. It would have died a long time ago. The reason this universe perpetuates is because the stars are perpetual energy, which is scalar energy. You have to have some perpetual energy in the universe to perpetuate the universe. If the stars were 100% electricity and magnetism, the universe would have collapsed a long time ago.
So let's take it to the individual. If somebody's feeling low energy, lethargic, burned out, stuck, they can tap into this energy to reinvigorate themselves literally on a cellular level by meditation, by prayer, by all the things that we talk about in the show all the time, having a morning practice, journaling, gratitude list, all these things, spending time in nature, and they can literally reinvigorate themselves on a cellular level to get rid of burnout.
Yes, yes. And so what are you doing? You're connecting with God. When I work with my scalar energy instrument, it's a direct interface with God. When people pray or they have a positive aspect in life or a positive affirmation, they're directly connecting with God. And once you do that, you realize that my scalar energy instrument is analogous to prayer or positive thinking or what a lot of health coaches or a lot of mind coaches say, just uplifting your spirit, being in the zone or being present. Okay, it's so important. Once you make that connection with God, you're in that perpetual connection for, you know, it's forever.
Beautiful. So a lot of scientists say that meditation is actually more invigorating than sleep. So people, if you are sleeping in and don't have time to meditate, explain using your scalar energy theory how meditation would be more invigorating and more energizing than sleep.
Sure. There's different levels of sleep. There's different levels of meditation. So if somebody can indeed meditate in a very deep fashion and connect with God in so doing, that's restorative. That's restorative. You ever ask yourself why somebody can take a cat nap and they feel invigorated only after a 15-minute cat nap, a short nap? It has to be some type of reconnection to God.
In LA, we call them disco naps because you take a little nap before you go to the club.
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Same thing. So why is scalar energy to human enhancement similar to what photosynthesis is to plants?
I believe that the chief motivation in the universe, the fundamental energy of the universe is scalar energy. And I would say that electricity and magnetism are secondary or a derivative of scalar energy. Now, my predecessor is a name by Hieronymus. Galen Hieronymus was a man that invented scalar energy instruments, and I essentially inherited his instruments. He grew plants in the dark with scalar energy. He had a scalar energy device that grew plants in his basement in the dark. So it was scalar energy that grew his plants, and scalar energy would then convert into electromagnetic energy. So both scalar energy and electromagnetic energy grew plants in the dark. And if he could achieve that with a scalar energy instrument, that served to prove that really that the driving force behind photosynthesis really is scalar energy. Yes, electricity and magnetism have a secondary effect, but if we look at, if that's true, then all plant life first and foremost, derives its function and its life form from scalar energy, whereas electricity and magnetism have a secondary effect. I believe that to be true. And I also believe that to be true with people and animals. I believe that to be true with everything. So everything in the universe, first and foremost, receives its life force energy from scalar energy. And then electricity and magnetism are a derivative or a subset of scalar energy, and that has a secondary effect upon people.
So I want to just repeat what you just said to my listeners. This person grew plants in the dark. So we all know that plants need water and sunshine.
Yeah.
So that is how powerful this scalar energy, this divine light energy is. It can grow plants in the dark.
Yes.
And that's also why when you talk to plants and you say, oh, I love you, you're such a beautiful plant, they grow more beautifully than if you ignore plants, because now I'm getting it because you're giving them that divine love, that light energy.
Yes. So you're right. And that's the science behind scalar energy, which is the science of prana, chi, positive affirmation, the science of meditation, prayer. It's very real. Now you have to consider, God begins everything with instructions, his instructions. What am I getting at? Scalar energy serves as the instructions for the universe. So before you have a physical action, you have instructions. So scalar energy precedes all action in the universe. You have to have scalar instructions before you have action.
I love it. This is so interesting. How can the quantum energy of the universe heal mankind's suffering?
I believe with the instruments that I've calibrated, we can balance the chakras. We can help people with emotional, with psychological problems. I will go on record. My instruments can detect viruses and bacteria and break apart viruses and bacteria. And I've proven that in my laboratory, that these instruments can shatter the molecular structure of any type of pathogen. We can also, with these instruments, create vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. So that's a nutritional program. So working by way of a person's photograph and accessing their quantum field or their scalar energy signature, we can improve human health and animal health. And we do all of that in the quantum field. Remember, we work with people remotely by way of their photograph.
So how many minutes is a session when you're, you know, working on a photograph and giving someone a remote healing session? How long do you spend per each person?
Typically, I treat people 24 hours a day through their photographs. So 1 hour a day, I eradicate germs, pathogens. 1 hour a day, I balance the chakras. And the other 22 hours a day, I create or I assemble nutrients. So our programs are around the clock. They're 24 hours a day. And we believe with that longstanding and that ongoing session that helps people to improve their mental, spiritual, physical health.
And how many clients can you treat at the same time?
You're going to fall off your chair. Now we miniaturize our photograph here. We can take a collage like this. We miniaturize a photograph. On any given day, I can easily treat 10 million photographs.
Whoa. Okay. So
on any given day, I could easily work with 10, 20 million people.
That's incredible. So there's really you're not anywhere close to reaching your cap in clients.
You're right. And my goal, and you can quote me, my goal is to heal the world, to cure the world. That's my goal. And we're going to do it by way of your photograph. And eventually, I want to be able to treat the world for free. So my goal is to treat, the end game is to treat the entire world.
That is so beautiful. I love it. So I know you have an incredible gift. Were you going to start expand your mission of healing the world? Tell us about how you want to help the people listening right now on Facebook, on Instagram, and to the wonderful Balanced Beautiful Abundant Show.
Sure. Again, the end goal is to help people. Now, this is my Christian disposition. So the website is scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can visit the website. You can upload as many as 6, 7, 8 photographs of family members. We'll treat you for free. So we offer 15 days of free scalar energy sessions for anybody in the world. So tell your friends, tell your families. All you have to do is send us a photograph. Again, you're going to email us a photograph. The website is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Send us your photograph. You sit back for 15 days. We do all the work, and then we will send you daily notices as to what you're experiencing.
Okay, you heard it, guys. All you have to do is send your photograph to the website, and Tom Palladino, scientist, researcher, expert, and scalar energy, is going to perform healing on you, search for pathogens, create new antibodies and healthy nutrients in your body. Hey, you know what? It's worth a shot. It's free for 15 days and see if there are any breakthroughs in how you feel about your body, your health, abundance. I think it's a great offer and I'm going to try it. Why not? What have I got to lose, right? The only thing I can do is get healthier and I'm all about getting healthier. So thank you so much, Tom, for being on the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show. I really appreciate your heart and your mission to heal the world with divine energy. So, so beautiful what you want to do with it. And thank you for all your research into the world of scalar energy and quantum physics. Thanks for being on the show. So if you're listening on Instagram or Facebook Live, tag a friend. If you're listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show, we would be so grateful if you could give us a 5-star review and subscribe and review our podcast. That is how we're growing. That is how we're creating a movement. Thanks for listening again to the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show. Thank you so much, Tom, for being on the show and sharing your expertise. And we will be back very soon with another amazing expert. Until then, keep your vibe high and your hands clean.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.